Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. In almost every Sunday school class I have ever attended, the theme was the same. We are sinners. You can't do anything to earn salvation. So don't bother trying, but do better in whatever you're doing. See you next week. In other words, Jesus is the Savior, but He is not the Lord. I say this not because I want to emphasize how Jesus is the Lord over everything and everyone, but because I want you to understand that there is a difference between work and works. When someone like me shows up talking about work and effort and reclaiming ground, I am met with the same tired talking points about how we cannot earn salvation. There are also the same tired talking points about how we cannot force Christianity on others, as if I were trying to do that, and how we can't evangelize on our own efforts. One of the most frustrating things about Christians is that they're stuck in a negative cycle of thinking that work is the same as works. Hard work is not necessarily trying to earn salvation. So saying work is works bounces right off me. I am saved. I didn't earn that salvation. Tell me, do you think getting rid of your video games and your pornography and your gossip and replacing it with Bible reading and verbal encouragement is works? No, it is work. That is, trading in your lazy habits for godly habits is not works, especially if your godly habits are reading more, exercising more, and trying to improve yourself. Those things aren't works, they're work. Don't you think John Calvin and Martin Luther King and George Washington worked? So if someone like me comes to the table and says, I'm going to outwork you, is that works? No, I think it is confidence in my God. Note that if you equate works with work, actually you are the problem. That's because you are okay with millions of children being sent to a system every day that considers grace irrelevant. How's that for confusing works with work? I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.